Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. I mean, Brendan, we are almost at our 8-year mark here.
Not quite yet.
Not yet, as Mariah once said. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe. Mm. Maybe next week we'll have like a little special celebration.
Maybe we'll honor it somehow.
Can you believe it's been 8 years? That's infinity.
It's just like turning on its head.
I know.
Okay. Speaking of time, NBCU is going back in time.
Mm-hmm. If I could turn back time.
That is actually not only like one of my favorite Cher songs, but also one of my favorite karaoke songs.
I was singing the other person's song.
Oh, who?
Like, if I could turn back time.
You kind of sound like Barney and Friends or something.
But who sings that? Do we know?
It's like probably like one of those like male bands.
It's one of those male bands. But yes, it's also a good Cher song.
But like for karaoke, number one, it's like easy to sing. And number two, the girls go wild.
Yes. And I remember that song coming out. If I could, like when I was a kid, that like Cher was done.
Oh.
And like she was already like retiring. And at that point, she must have only been like 50.
maybe Beyonce's age for Cowboy Carter.
I have like a photographic memory thinking about that song. And remember like Light Brights?
Yeah.
Where you put those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I loved it.
I was like doing that while listening to that song.
Okay.
Anyways, going back to Bravo. So yeah. Bravo announced that they are bringing back some legacy Bravo shows and putting them on Peacock.
Yes.
They're not coming back with new episodes, but we are going to finally be able to access them because they're kind of shows where you would have to like buy them on iTunes or Amazon.
Yeah.
Some of them have been on like Netflix randomly.
Hulu,
that type of thing. So we're going to go and do a quick game, classic game of care or don't care, and get into it.
Great.
So I'm going to name the show and the seasons.
Great.
Because I think that will also put into perspective how important they are.
Sure.
So Blood, Sweat, and Heels, seasons 1 and 2.
Okay. I feel like this has a secret cult following.
Agreed.
But I don't care.
I don't care, but I'm also surprised it has 2 seasons.
Oh, yeah. That's always a shocker.
Because to me, this was the era of like Gallery Girls, where I thought we were just doing one season wonders.
One and done, yeah.
Okay, so bear with me. Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding, season 1.
Oh. No, Don't Care.
Don't Care. Don't Be Tardy, seasons 2 to 8.
Do not care.
Me neither. Okay, Married to Medicine, Los Angeles, seasons 1 to 2.
Another shocker that number one, that this exists. Because I do recall like the Mary to Madison universe expanding, but I had no idea like how that went other than the fact that only one exists right now.
Right.
And I'm going to say don't care only because if I'm going to care about Mary to Madison, it's going to be the main girl first.
Sure, sure. Which we need to get to. Million Dollar Decorators, seasons 1 and 2.
I have never heard of this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sound more interesting to me than A Million Dollar Listing.
Yes. As somebody who likes to put on Fixer Upper in the background, I would like to watch these decorators decorate $1 million or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So care. Okay. I already know the answer, but NYC Prep, season 1.
I definitely care.
Care, of course.
This is like prestige television.
It's talked about to this day.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Andy brings it up.
Of course. Okay. The Rachel Zoe Project, seasons 1 to 5.
Five?
Yeah.
Five. Okay, I guess I'm going to like gently care. I've seen an episode here or there, and it's not for me. But I'm happy for everyone.
Oh my God. It has brought us so much. I mean,
your man, Brad Goreski.
Brad Goreski, Jeremiah Bryant, who is going, who's married to Nate Berkus and who is going to be on the new Queer Eye.
Sure, sure, sure.
The Rachel Zoe impersonator lady. Remember her from the early aughts?
No.
Oh my God. Was she the same person who did the Very Mary Kay? I don't know. We had a lot of impersonators back then. Oh,
they loved to impersonate.
That was like the height of impersonation. Okay. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, season 1.
I don't think I care.
Was Andy at this wedding?
He was at one wedding.
I think this was the wedding
this
he went to.
This was the
to.
One?
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. The Real Housewives of DC, season 1.
Care.
Care, obviously.
And hello, if you care, you can open the Come Through Queen vault, join Patreon. We do an episode by episode recap of DC and the Patreon.
It was our very first Patreon project.
Series?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I care. I would, once it comes back to Peacock, I will rewatch it, even though I think I bought it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Housewives of Potomac, Karen's Grand Dame Reunion, season 1.
I'm one of the few people that watched it and enjoyed myself, so I'll care.
Okay.
But I have a question. So they're bringing Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding to Peacock, but not I Dream of Nene, which was famously actually like pretty good.
Well, think about it.
I know.
Shaws of Sunset, seasons 1 to 9.
Well, not to plug Patreon again.
Oh my God, you love plugging.
But we did both watch, you for the very first time and me for the first time in 10 years probably, the series premiere of Shaws of Sunset and recapped it for our Patreon. So I'm going to have to care at least a little bit.
Sure.
So especially like on the strength of MJ serving C all these weeks on Traitors.
And I feel like season 1, episode 1, she does serve C in a different way.
Oh my God. It's like crazy. Time comes for us all. Like she's like, she seems so young here.
She seems young, but it's like, I feel like now she seems better.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Sure.
Tabitha's Salon Takeover, seasons 1 to 3.
So that's almost shocking that it's only 3 seasons?
Well, it's split into 2.
Oh.
Because Tabitha Takes Over is seasons 4 to 5.
Oh.
So she branched off from Salons.
To just life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They consider it the same franchise.
Okay, okay. That was the zeitgeist.
Well, and the girls are talking.
Oh, what are the girls saying?
Everyone's saying, we hope this brings Tabitha into Traitor season 3.
Yeah. But she's almost like too good to be a contestant.
No.
Okay.
I care about this. Also, shout out to the one salon in P-Town that still, I thought they had taken it down when I was there for Holly Folly, but still has their promo from Tabitha Takes Over in the window. And you can see the guy at tea most days during the summer.
And like the episode they were in is from a good like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. But he's still around.
He's still kicking.
When I become mayor, I think I'm gonna put him like into my cabinet.
Joint mayor. Vice mayor.
Thicker Than Water, seasons 1 to 3.
Now what is this? I'm assuming blood is involved.
Yeah, they're just like bloody.
They always say blood is thicker than water.
True, yeah.
I'm not going to care because I wish I could tell you what the premise is. Family? Family?
Family? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, then the last...
A family of swimmers?
No, I don't think so. Then the last one, Top Chef Just Desserts, seasons 1 to 2. I remember this.
I remember it, and I'll care a little bit. I wonder why this never continued on.
I mean, I think they tried a bunch of Top Chef spinoffs. I think they did like Just Kids.
Didn't they do like Family?
Maybe. But I mean, they had the OG. Yeah. They're still going strong.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's that.
There's nothing there that's like really blowing my mind.
There's some glaring omissions though.
Yeah.
Gallery Girls.
So like I'm almost afraid to ask, like, is Gallery Girls already on Peacock? And we just don't know it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Hell on Earth is missing.
Yeah. I could picture, like, her owning the rights to Hell on Earth or something.
God, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Because
she's, like, a savvy businesswoman.
What else is missing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, well, Princess of Long Island.
Oh, yes.
That's a classic.
Yes.
That is actually a good season of television.
It's only one?
Yeah.
So how did Thicker Than Water? Okay. Speaking of water.
Speaking of Kelly Catrone.
Speaking of Kelly Catrone.
Friend of.
So we got news this week that Leah the Mob McSweeney appeared on Fox and Friends to announce that she's leaving New York City.
It's truly like the goodbye to all that. Of our generation.
It's like, this is not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure.
No, you do. You do.
Just go.
She is our, Joan Didion.
Shut up. She's, of course, citing all of the things that Fox and Friends would want her to cite.
Okay.
She's just like, I mean, like, she always claimed to be, like, super independent politically, but she's just become, like, a mouthpiece for the right wing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting. Like, I haven't watched the clip because I like can't really stomach it. But it is interesting seeing her face with like the little Chiron, like all over social media these days.
I know.
Yeah.
In that Fox and Friends studio.
What an interesting like trajectory she is on right now. Like, is Married to the Mob an operating business?
Well, here's a few things about where she's going, because this is obviously like she's complaining about crime in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Statistically, crime is actually lower than it was last year.
Okay.
Also, she built her business on glorifying crime. Remember? Like, her whole thing. Like, she used the money from getting arrested.
Yeah.
To not getting arrested, but to suing the NYPD.
Yeah.
To create her business called Married to the Mob.
Yeah.
Do you know what the mob is, Dan?
What is it?
Organized
crime. Oh yeah. My god.
So like it's like it's I don't know, it's a contradiction. Well,
thank you, Leah Mob.
Dressed in a riddle and cash or whatever.
Cash, yeah dressed in Married to the Mob. Really,
it sounds like she has no cash, so she's moving to Florida to grift away.
Mm-mm. Wow. Smell you later, Leah Mob.
So shall we get into our shows?
Ooh, it's a rough start.
Potomac
reunion part one on Easter Sunday, no less.
On Trans Day of Visibility.
On Trans Day of Visibility, no less.
Oh my god, the way that took over my Sunday. God. Speaking of Fox and Friends.
Wow. Okay. We did recently do a Patreon bonus episode, not to plug it for the third time this episode, but we did one on reunion sets just very recently. And let me tell you, this one's a stinker.
To me, this felt like they took the reunion set from an already bad reunion set from season 14 of Roni, the new Roni.
Oh, yeah.
And just added a rug and some paintings of the woman from Potomac.
Okay, but what they did with those paintings, Well, they took the photographs that they took and put them through the AI ChatGPT generation machine to like come up with AI art. So we got that eyesore in the background. But then there's also just like velvet ropes in the background. There's a lot of distractions when I'm trying to focus on the beauty.
There's like mannequins.
And I gotta say, at least the beauty and the fashions are making up for the poor set. I think a lot of people have never looked better. Mainly your fave, Giselle Bryant.
Can we stop that narrative? I feel like I've spent weeks months.
Yeah. Clearing your name. No, but Giselle really has never looked better. On a reunion set, at least.
Maybe like season one.
Never looked better when she's gleefully laughing while Candace is crying.
I've heard mixed... We'll get to that, but I've seen mixed reactions to that, surprisingly.
Yeah. And, I mean, Karen is in her own little world of trouble right now, but also like looking better than ever.
Well, I mean, yeah. And I mean, Karen's been very open and honest about what she's been through with her looks, and she looks great.
Yeah, she looks great. And okay, now seating, another topic we've talked about on the Patreon. Giselle has I think always been the first seat.
Yes.
And this is her first time not first seat.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen in first seat is actually almost giving
mother
Lisa Vanderpump at the Pump Rules reunion.
Yes.
Like Andy's turning to her to like, to guide us.
Yeah. Mother of the house.
Mother of the house. The Grand Dame.
Like famously.
The Grand
Dame. It's her and Kathy Hilton at this point. No, I mean, like, I think this seating does a lot of things. It's gives Karen power to lead the girls.
Mm.
It also did something to Giselle.
Because
The past several reunions with Giselle, she's just been like kind of like mute. Sitting there mute.
Yeah. I woke her up a little bit.
And woke her up, but maybe not for the best.
Okay. Speaking of waking up, 5 a.m. call time, thanks to Vice President Kamala Harris.
Okay, so about this. I feel like they had to arrive even before 5 a.m.
Oh, you think they're lying about the 5 a.m.?
I don't think they're lying, but I think that makes it a little more... I don't think they wanted to go into the whole backstory.
Sure. They don't like not 3 a.m. is going to like sound
crazy.
But I
feel like when we talked about it originally, it was earlier.
Yeah, like a crazy time.
Yeah, because they had to do like hair and makeup and all that. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So... a few things here or there. Robin and Juan, always fun to check in on those lovebirds. it was funny when like Andy asked like, oh, Juan's not here. He doesn't have a game today? Or no, he has a game today. And Robin's like, no, he doesn't have a game today. He chose not to come.
And then she's like, at some point, you could do like a whole 2-hour special about Juan Dixon's life. It's so interesting.
Pitching him a show because he is not working right now. He is volunteering for the Suns basketball team. Volunteering sure. or working? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Can you imagine if they did the second ever before they were Housewives and it was Juan Dixon?
Luann, Juan Dixon. Okay.
I will say, I actually have heard some of the backstory about Juan's life, and it is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Especially his relationship. I think it's really illuminating the relationship that he has with Robin and all of that, because it goes back to high school.
Mm.
But just in this context, in this reunion, at this point of time, saying that was just like, what?
Yeah. And he just has a weird thing about his phone being cluttered. Now... cluttered. Like, is he worried about how many like megabytes are being taken up?
I'm worried about that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
The phone just takes care of that though.
Not always.
Like it they really like came a long way. Because now they like they'll unload apps that you don't use and then they're just living in the clouds.
I know, but I think I use so much more data than you just on any given day.
Mm.
That, like, I don't think my phone catches up with me as quickly. And I'm not, I literally, like, I have long-ass videos on my phone, like, all that kind of stuff from work.
Yeah, sure.
That it's just, like, my phone's, like, sometimes puttering out.
Wow. They should give you, like, a work phone.
Oh, well, let's not get into that here.
Oh, Okay. All right. I got to give it to Candace's poster board. Because, like, many girls have, like, tried to show text messages. And, like, this was an effective way, even though it was blurred out.
We've seen poster board. Like, Wendy did this.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're in the same team. The dream team.
I know. But it's, like, it was fine, but I do think that, like, we should have a 2-week moratorium. A Real Housewife should not be able to enter a Kinko's in the 2 weeks ahead of a reunion.
So then they're just going to, like, start printing out poster boards, like, as the show's airing. Yeah.
It's just, like, the act of having to grab that big poster board from behind the couch is wild.
I can't stop laughing at Robin talking to bloggers and group chats. And, like, it's especially funny because, like, it may need reminding to you that, like, Robin's an internet girl.
Yeah. Like, she is Queens of Bravo.
Aside from being Queens of Bravo, it was discovered, like, pretty early on the Potomac tenure, like, Robin's, like, usernames and, like, message boards and stuff.
And if you go back, there was some not great stuff about certain people there. Certain swaths of people there.
Yeah.
Am I remembering correctly?
I think you may be thinking of Candace.
No, I know Candace's. Oh. That's like, that comes up every, like, day on the internet.
Yeah. So, like, we know Robin's an internet girl. So it just, like, tickles me imagining her talking to the bloggers.
I mean, like, as an internet girl, I can get behind it. Those bloggers are her friends.
She is a blogger. She is Queens of Bravo.
What if the blogger in, like, question was, like, Carol Radziwill, known for her Bravo blogs?
Some of the best Bravo blogs. And it was funny that, like, the chats with the bloggers are about how pissed she's at Giselle?
Yeah.
Like, that feels a little unsafe to be talking about with the bloggers.
I know, and we are... Candace and Wendy tried to, like, get into it. No, I think Karen was the one who asked, being like, did you know about this? And Giselle and Robin have, like, this, like, unbreakable vow where Giselle was like, we talked about it, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt over here.
Yeah. Ew, I think the unbreakable vow is like a Harry Potter reference. Oh, I'm sorry for using that.
I'm not surprised coming from you.
Shut up. Oh, she was on one the other day too. God.
She loves to get two on. Okay. Candace crying. And Giselle gleefully laughing and screaming, the tears, the tears, the tears.
Not a good look.
You had something to say about, like, the internet reaction to this?
Well, I saw this first. So I famously don't watch Potomac Live anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
On Sunday night, I like to go upstairs and have, like, TikTok time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go on Twitter. So I saw this clip on Twitter at first, and I was like, Giselle, Giselle, Giselle. It's like, can't you just learn?
Yeah.
Can't you just, like, have some grace?
Hello? Well, she has some grace.
I know. And so I saw the reaction first, which was the same reaction I had, being like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
It, like, makes you look nasty. But then I saw some people on the other side being like, oh, this is what we want from Housewives.
Oh.
And I was like, interesting.
Oh, interesting.
And then I was, like, thinking about, like, years ago, like, a decade ago, and, like, would this be read differently?
Yeah.
Like, when we were all a bit meaner as a culture. I mean, we're much meaner as a culture, but, like, on Housewives, we're, like, less mean somehow in some points.
Okay. I mean, I think this kind of just goes to when we were trying to set our intentions at the beginning of this episode.
The intentions were not met with Giselle here.
Yeah, but I don't even know if my girl Candace is meeting them. Like, she's, like, trying a little harder, but also at the same time, like, they're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like taking the wind out of the sails of this reunion, knowing that Candace is already gone.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to Candace, though, because I do think in that moment she was getting emotional about Robin.
Mm.
And I think that Giselle essentially cut that moment at the knees her, like, corny ass, like, laughing about it in that moment. And it caused Robin to, like, kind of laugh at her friend Giselle's joke and not be able to hear maybe something from Candace, who might have been trying to use that moment to get through to Robin, who they were friends.
Yeah. Going into this, I didn't, like, know about, like, Chris Bassett tabloid rumors. Did you know any of this?
Which one were those again?
Like DMs and limp dicks and...
Oh, yeah. Not, I didn't know about the limp dick.
And, like, this woman, like, retracts and then made up that she retracted or...
I have a question about why is it all the housewives dick pics we hear about are limp? It's Chris Bassett. What's his name in OC with the Snapchat? Jen's.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
If you're a straight man listening to that, will you please clue us in?
As to the limp, the limpness. Well, we're going to be getting more into it next week when, like, Chris is on.
Yeah. Oh, the Olympics.
The Olympics. and we're kind of, like, closing out with... We really have, like, a long Mia segment setting it up and then, like, not too much discussion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then ending... Well, like, before that, I guess during a break or whatever, G is, like, chippy as can be on FaceTime with Ink.
It's wild.
It's so weird. What are we doing? But then we're closing out with Wendy saying... Or, like, here, like, mentioning that she... heard the story that, like, Ink came to come take Jeremiah and, like, he thinks Jeremiah is his son and then, like, it closes with Mia being like, yeah, he thinks that Jeremiah is his son.
Jeez, well, nice. It's a mess.
Me and her first chair era. Should we go to Martha?
To Martha.
We're having a lot of fun here.
We are. We're going from boat back to house.
I have, like, successfully, like, made Alex a Martha fan.
Good.
We're picking up from the boat. We're going to the house. Preston's talking more about his relationship with his dad, or lack thereof. Alex is, like, stuck on this thing that I'm, like, really not wrapping my head around. Maybe I'm not paying enough attention about being, like, creeped out by Summer taking a photo of him and posting it or sharing it with someone.
It was their first date.
Yeah.
And she took a creep shot photo of him and sent it to their mutual friends.
Mm.
Which I kind of get his point. That is kind of...
But, like, it's their mutual friend.
But their mutual friend wasn't supposed to know that they were, like, on a date.
But couldn't it be them just hanging out?
I think it was bigger than that, probably.
Okay. Summer is is a star, and she was only a part-timer last year. Like, she came in, like, halfway through the season.
I remember talking about her last year being like, how is it her house and she's only part-time?
Yeah. How was she here, like, the last three episodes or something? Yeah, she's good for the show. Okay, we have decades party.
What decade would you pick?
Oh, I get to select. I hate... putting on a costume, but maybe I do 90s. I feel like I was, like, remember at the last Kulch awards when we went, like, everyone was saying I was giving, like, 90s that night. I could just, like, wear that outfit.
I don't remember that. Oh, what were you wearing?
The girls were saying I was giving 90s.
What girls?
We were with a bunch of people. The girls were saying it, just you weren't saying it. They were saying I was giving 90s.
I feel like I was probably, like, socializing with everyone else.
You've had enough of me.
I want to know what you were wearing.
I don't know. Whatever.
What, like, jeans and a t-shirt?
You're, like, such a loser.
No, I'm truly wondering.
What are you wearing? A red flannel shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Arthur Ashe. No, I would be Arthur Ashe.
I don't think that would be.
No, that's very, like, Luanna Zina Ross. No, I love no one knowing who Arthur Ashe is.
It's so interesting because, like, even just, like, the amount of them who live in New York.
You would think, like, the name rings a bell.
Yeah, like, we go to the stadium.
We go to the stadium. Yeah, but I thought that was a good costume for Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that with him. But, like, this is a little half-assed. It feels like the gang, like...
No one knew about it, really.
Scrambled to put this together?
Because, like, when they were all getting ready for the night, there was, like, talks about them potentially going to, like, a thrift store to try to get stuff. Mm. It didn't seem like they really knew about it.
Yeah.
I had to do, in elementary school, I had to 1940s.
What the fuck is going on in the 40s?
Well, a lot's going on, but nothing good.
War?
I didn't do that. I think I dressed up like Frank Sinatra.
Was he singing in the 40s?
I mean, I think he was around at the beginning of his career.
Well, like, didn't he die in like the 90s?
That's 50 years from the 40s.
Or like the 2000s even?
Maybe. People live.
People live. You were a young Frank Sinatra with his baby blues.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we start playing games. Now this set me spiraling.
Okay.
First, the game starts with Shanice wanting to take shots.
Of course. That's surprising. While she's like constantly clutching that rosé bottle.
It's like bottle in hand, demanding more shots.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, like, while Shanice is preparing shots that nobody wants, like, everyone said, no, like, we don't want any shots. Another question comes up. Oh, like, it's like truth or dare vibes. And a question comes up. Who is the worst dress? And the way Summer says, Shanice, everyone's like laughing but agreeing. And then Shanice comes back and hears what they said and then runs off and cries.
Meltdown.
And Bria goes and checks up on her. And we do hear the sad story that she lost her job, but then like decided to come on this trip anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like times are tough for her right now. Although sure. Like this is a job too.
Yeah.
And what sent me to the furthest reaches of the solar system was when Bria, when comforting Shanice, like talks about how Summer was the one who said this and like, fuck her. And then Bria says, she doesn't dress nice either. Really driving home the point. You too do not dress well. Oh my God. I had a lot of fun. I did watch this like 2 times. On second viewing, I was like looking out more for Nick being handsy.
Yeah.
And it was there. I just didn't notice it the first go around.
Yeah. He's very handsy.
Yeah.
The Amir thing, when he's like texting his girlfriend and she gets like mad.
Yeah.
Like thinking he's like trying to text somebody else.
But yeah, texting the wrong person. Yeah.
But I was like, he was just like drunk texting you and like was saying something inane.
Yeah. But I understand. I do understand her POV a little bit. Like, what he said made no sense. It was like, what should I eat now, babe?
Yeah.
And like that almost could be like read as like sexy.
Like, should I eat your pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But then I'm like, okay, he was definitely just like, they had been drinking all day.
But how does she know that?
Sure. No, but I mean like, but yeah, I think he fixed it. Mm. But I mean like to jump to, wouldn't you just like send ?
Like, what?
Not like, was this meant for somebody else?
Yeah.
Am I being too easy on my boy?
I mean, it is easy to try to be easy on him. Noel, chess master. Playing chess in Washington Square Park.
Oh my God.
Has she ever faced off with Brynn Whitfield is a question.
I don't know.
A fellow chess girl.
I mean.
Of New York City.
I know. Yeah. Bravo posted that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, why do we not have like a little.
Chess masters.
A little social media moment already happening with them.
I don't know. Maybe they're busy. It's been like a couple days.
Bryn's like filming right now with Jenna. Shooting the promo that we suggested.
Yes.
Okay. We're getting Jordan on the phone with her dad, talking about like some hair deal she got, and mm-hmm. then she opens up about alopecia. Preston's boyfriend is coming.
Yeah, but like not till
a week, which is like
the end.
Oh, the end.
Because they're only there for like 15 days.
15 days.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Uh huh.
That's mid.
Mid. Yeah.
What's the other guy's coming too? The German guy?
Oh, of course. I mean, he was like a star of the first season. Yeah. And then we split off for gym versus brunch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised like more people did not go to brunch.
I think people wanted to like prove themselves.
Mm. Oh my God. When Alex did the like hanging ring twist thing, trying to copy Amir and almost ripped his arms out.
That is heterosexual culture. Like almost destroying your entire body to impress a couple girls.
Mm. That is heterosexual culture.
That's what they say it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that was like so scary. Oh my God. Made me want to be at brunch. But we have Summer, Jordan, and Preston. And I think this is where like the Nick stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Nick gets clued in later on.
Yeah, then the guys like sit Nick down.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends with him going up into where Summer and Jordan are napping.
No,
and that's asking. Not a- the question.
That's not a good time or place.
Yeah. But I mean, like he was standing and he was like, have you ever done anything to make you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like Jordan was like, yeah, you get handsy. And Summer's like that. And that's where the episode ended.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Shall we go to Vanderpump Rules?
Of course.
Wow.
A group of people who hate each other.
The most miserable group of people from top to bottom. But a great episode, I would say.
An incredible episode. First of all, this water tasting, I'm happy these losers are getting swindled.
Oh, by whom?
By the water guy.
Well, like, I don't think that he's charging him admission.
I know, but do you think they're paying $1,000 for this bottle of water? Or no?
No, because I would imagine like he's doing it for social media attention.
Okay, but $1,000 bottle of water. I don't care what Brooks it came from that they had to combine it. To me, I'm like, I'll go to that one stream. I'll go to that other stream and mix it around.
You'll go to the sink.
Yeah.
And you'll go to the sink in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And mix those two. Kitchen sink and bathroom sink.
Yeah.
Concoction. Isn't it funny that like we pour our water from like the kitchen sink and not the bathroom sink?
What?
Like, if you're going to go fix yourself a little glass of water, the bathroom sink might be closer to you, but you would go to the kitchen sink, probably.
Sure.
Right? In general?
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, the bathroom sink glass of water is, like, dire times. Like, if you're, like, in bed and, like, you're, like, hungover or something, you're like, oh, I can't even, like, think about going to the kitchen.
I think the kitchen sink's just better equipped to pour a glass of water because, like, the faucets on bathroom sinks tend to be lower.
Mm. Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah. Also, like, we're also talking, like, New York, we can, like, actually drink out of the faucet.
Yeah, that's true. I got to say,
though. Because when I was in Palm Springs, Like, you can't.
Oh.
Yeah, so we had to buy, like, jugs of bottled water.
They're like, no, ma'am. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's a desert.
Well, no, it's not. It's not because it's the desert. Like, the water comes out of the, like, there is running water, but, like.
I know, but it's like, let's, they're like, time and place. Like, we're not in a good place for you to.
No, I think it's the quality of water.
I gotta say, though, I, much like Lala, maybe this is why, like, I have hard eyes for Lala at the moment. I do love, like, a San Pellegrino sparkling water. Mineral water.
I was watching, this is related, I was watching Roni season 9. I've been watching it just like in my idle time or whatever. And there's that one scene, it's like a holiday scene where Ramona goes out to dinner with Avery and like a bunch of her friends. And Avery says something to the tune of, yeah, when I was growing up, like Pellegrino was like water to me. Like, when I would ask for water, it would be Pellegrino. And one of her friends goes, oh my God, I loved coming over to your house growing up because you guys just had so much bottled water. I loved that.
Well, the most interesting girls you've ever met.
But I thought of Lala and I guess you.
Yeah, and me too, right? Before we get to the water tasting, water. God, I can't.
What tasting? Yeah,
I've always struggled. It's a lifelong struggle. This whole, like, Ariana interviewing Anne thing. And Ariana painting it as, like, oh, Tom was, like, eavesdropping and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you really should not have conducted this interview.
In the home?
In the home where she works.
Go get a WeWork.
And if anything, it's like, I don't really know if I believe anything. Like Anne as a concept and a character could be like, she could be a cast member for sure. All I know. Like,
I mean, she's getting confessionals next week.
She got confessionals in the extended episode.
The extended episode.
Yeah.
If you're not watching the extended episode, you're not doing drag.
Oh my God.
Why is it like, I am a loyal Bravo watcher.
I know.
And I watch the episode as it airs. Why do I have to go over to extended to see everything?
So, on a related note, is Never Before Seen over? Remember that was a thing for a year, for like a few years? I don't think
where they show Never Before Seen right before the show. I don't know.
Well, we were complaining about that because we're like, what is canon?
Now this all makes more sense. I was seeing things about yes. James's mom.
Yes.
And I was like, extended. Why have I not seen this scene? I watched the episode live.
I know. Why are they doing this to us? It's so stupid.
I'm
like,
I'm nearing 40, Bravo. You're making me like lose my mind.
Maybe that's why like they're the top viewed show over the span of 37 weeks. Because you have to like watch 10 versions of it to piece together like, and then, like the uncensored, the extended, the director's cut. Okay. But yeah. Anne should be at the reunion.
Oh, yeah, she's not.
Joseph is at the reunion.
I'm holding out hope that we get an Anne pop-in and a Christina Kelly pop-in to the reunion. They just haven't shown their outfits yet.
Oh, it was, like, too beautiful to share. Anne and Christina.
Christina couldn't be photographed. She was so beautiful.
She was too beautiful. Joseph ate.
She really did.
For her first reunion.
She ate. I'm all in on Joe.
I missed her this week. Me too. Honest.
Why wasn't she on the beach?
We had to make room for Dana, main cast.
True.
Even though, like, okay, Dana, aka Leah McSweeney, she is like Leah's little doppelganger.
Don't compare to her this week.
I know, this week of all weeks. I know, it was a bad time for Dana to pop up on her screen while her doppelganger is making a bad name for herself, but it almost felt like they edited out, like, as much as they could of what she said.
Also, the thing about all of the Vanderpump Rules stuff is you have to kind of be paying attention to, like, what they're all fucking doing on their, like, fucking podcasts. Mm. So, more context for here.
Oh.
Katie and Dana have a podcast together.
Yeah.
And on this week's podcast, or I saw clips of Katie and Dana talking about the Max of it all, because if you don't remember, Dana and Max dated.
Ah.
So it was Dana talking about her feelings about Katie fucking Max and like how she had complicated feelings about that as well. So like to be watching Vanderpump Rules, you don't even have to just watch the extended version on Peacock. You have to watch this podcast with Dana and Katie. Lala's been saying shit on her podcast.
Yeah, it's good.
Like Lala's been on a rampage about Ariana. Yeah. I'm sure shit is happening on Shenanigans or whatever.
Does Max have a podcast?
Yeah.
Anne has a podcast.
We have a podcast. What's her name? One of the Willis daughters was talking shit about Sheena on the Nick Vial podcast.
Stop. Like, why is Nick Vial, like, involved in all of this all the time?
Because certain straight men jumped on Scandoval in, like, a really big way. Mm-mm-mm. And they've made it their whole personalities.
Okay.
I mean, we benefited from it too.
Oh my God, highest rated episode ever.
But we are also gay men. Mm. And I wrote an article about Vanderpump Rules in 2016 in Vanity Fair. You can look it up.
Yeah, this is our culture. Okay. It's funny that, like, there was something like so dingy about this water tasting party hosted at James Kennedy's house. Like, the indoor and outdoor accommodations, like, neither were good. And the humor of it is that Lala has even worse accommodations and can't host it at her place and have to do it at James's place.
The indoor accommodations are dingy.
Yeah.
The outdoor, if you took that tent away and looked to the western sky.
Like, look for Elphaba?
Like, if you looked from, like, if you, like, kind of just squinted from, like, the pool up.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, pull up, because there's not one place to sit.
Yeah.
They all have to stand around the table.
Or play basketball.
Not sitting, but playing basketball.
In like a weird little corner alley. And then what kind of pizza are we ordering?
And where's the ranch?
Because I assumed, I always just was like, are we going to do Domino's? Because like, what kind of pizza do we order in LA? Except for that pizza that Ellen ordered to the Oscars that one time.
The way that they're getting into it. Arianka and Tom.
Well, Ariana's telling her story about Anne with like, and then the dog with like Tom right there in earshot.
Yeah.
It's like, hello.
Okay. When like the Anne thing comes up and like Anne being the middleman and now like she's not going to be there to be the middleman anymore. And then like Ariana's like, well, my lawyer can be the middleman. And I want to be like, darling dear, The lawyer will be your middleman for like an exorbitant hourly rate.
Yeah,
I don't think you want him as your middleman.
Right.
Katie and Schwartz in the backyard. The heat's off the charts.
I
love was winning.
Was having the time of my life. Even when they were like, they would go between like fighting. For real, than like joking around.
And flirting.
It was like hot.
And like, I don't know who was making fun of whose outfit, but they both looked crazy.
They both looked psycho. His outfit was giving that grown man who used to dress up like Peter Pan online.
Okay.
Who I've been trying to find recently.
Is he still with us?
There was one time when I thought that I saw him at Phoenix in the East Village, but he's apparently married to a woman.
And Katie's wearing an homage to Delta Works' famous bikini t-shirt runway look.
I know. I will say, if I was RuPaul and I had to toot or boot, that's not
Shantae,
what
you both say.
I would say Shantae to Schwartz.
Shantae, you both say.
Okay. I would say Shantae to Schwartz as far as look.
All right. So you're saying sashay away Katie.
Well, no, but then I want her to come back so that they can, like, I don't want them to get back together, but I do actually think there is a friendship there.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
If not a FWB.
Okay. Now, attempted dog murderer. Lala had me laughing.
Sure.
The way she's describing the meat and the chicken skewers next to your bed. You did a garbage commercial. Throw out your trash. Why does she have food? Why does she have food in her bedroom?
I don't know.
And I've been meaning to talk about this.
I've heard people like make the excuse, well, she doesn't feel safe, or like she doesn't like to be in other parts of the house, so she just was like storing it there. But like, I would think on the way out, you just like get put it in a little plastic bag and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Though I feel kind of bad for Ariana in this scene because she has no allies in this room.
Oh yeah, because Katie's outside.
Because Katie's outside.
Flirting with Tom.
I mean, like, Dana's maybe her ally, but we don't know if Dana's even speaking.
She's not allowed to.
Yeah.
I have been meaning to say, like, all these weeks of watching the season, and this goes to both Tom and Ariana, the house has never been in worse shape.
Sure.
Just boxes everywhere, like, shit everywhere. How do they live?
It's a big house, so you just, like, walk around the boxes, I guess.
Just walk around the boxes, okay. Yeah. Later on, the interior designer coming by and taking stock and...
The audit.
The audit of what furniture was purchased by Ariana.
How does this work legally?
I'm assuming, like, I don't know, it was hard to say, like, what her intentions or goal is. Because the way she was, like, speaking about the furniture was, like, very lovingly. And it's like, if I was her, I would not want to take any of this shit with me. It would just, like, remind me of...
Well, she said something along the lines of, like, he thinks that if I leave this house, he's just going to get everything and be able to, like, stay there. And yeah. I want to take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I would want is a credit for, like, all the furniture that is being left.
Yeah, like, Kelly Clarkson hands you a Wayfair.com gift card.
Yeah. She's got just what I need.
Yeah. I thought it was so interesting she took that promotional deal after, like, what happened in 2020 with the conspiracy theories.
Oh,
I think about that every time there's a commercial.
Really?
I mean, like, she deserves the money and the conspiracy theorists were very wrong. Listen to the You're Wrong About episodes about it. But it just was, like, such, like, a weird flashpoint in, like, pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Okay, another fun beach day, which I love flashing back to last year's beach day because, like, beach day is a recipe for disaster for some reason.
I know, but somehow they always get this tent in, like, the same spot on the beach.
Why, like, is this just a naturally empty beach or are they, like, clearing the premises for our friends?
Also, like, I think I've said this when talking about Summer House, but anytime these people have beach days, I always feel like they're psychotically far from the water.
Oh. Well, I'm sure the water's probably bad for audio.
Yeah, and it's, like, more crowded near the water, obviously, because that's where people who go to beach days sit.
Yeah, they want to be near it. Yeah. Take a dip. Yeah, I mean, it's just fun with our miserable friends.
I know. I mean, like, Logan No makes an appearance briefly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like this anger coming off of Ariana. I think it's, like, a fun moment.
Oh, yeah, like, see... I want this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want us not filming together.
Yeah. And everyone else has done the 180 and, like, pretended that they like Sandoval now. And, like, Ariana's kind of being the realistic person, being like, I'm still pissed from, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, she was still very much amid her life had been consumed by Sandoval because that's how she got all of her.
Yeah.
Good deals, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see Anne in confessional next week.
Or maybe not. Maybe it was just meant for, like, our peacock eyes only. Who knows?
Then I'm going to have to go rewatch this episode.
Yeah. It was a good one, at least. All right. The Valley. Wow, guys. What a show. we got a show on our hands. And, like, Bravo Ratings Twitter account, the facts don't lie.
Yeah. It's a show that's going in a very surprising way for me.
It's like meta, like Pump Rules, but like more real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the meta-ness is about something real.
Yes.
Not about like being on a TV show, but it is about being on a TV show.
It is very much about being on a TV show because it's... A lot of it is about being fired from a TV show And then what you do after you're fired and how you act after you're fired. And then when you're trying to get back on a TV show and how you act when you're trying to get back on a TV show and what comes up.
Oh, my God. All right. So what do you think? Tell me what you're thinking.
Okay. So I was just so surprised that Kristen, of all people, but I shouldn't be surprised
because
Kristen is so unpredictable.
But irrational.
Yes. I'm so surprised that she made this
mistake.
The storyline about accusing one of her cast members that she heard that one of her cast members was racist. And Kristen, who was fired for being racist, makes this her like thing. And then we're realizing that everyone's playing telephone in such weird ways.
Yeah.
And like we realize the original conversation was about don't say gay bills.
Yeah. It's like, I may be a homophobe, but don't you dare call me a racist.
Or a Republican.
Or a Republican. Those are two things I will not tolerate.
It's wild.
And like, everyone is sort of like trying to do a little dance. Everyone is doing a little dance.
Mm-hmm. Because I think at this point, a lot of these people don't actually know what they said.
Mm.
Like, Kristen and Zach both were probably cocktailing through whatever conversations were being had.
And you brought to my attention today, this Zach is a co-host of Kristen Duty? Or it was
he was just on
guest.
That one episode.
Oh, okay, right.
The Kristen Duty podcast is hosted by her and Luke.
Luke is who?
Her boyfriend.
Oh.
Who's a cast member on the show.
Come again?
Who also had a moment in this episode.
Oh, what's his moment?
Well, he was raging on, what's his name?
Jesse. Oh, yeah. And then
Jesse Lolly
music.
Yeah.
And then you got Jackson Brittany like squirming and dancing like, cause like
I hope everyone forgets about our wedding.
Yeah, it's like homophobia. I'm me out of here.
And then we're in a Capri themed party without giving Dorit credit.
She should have been like set designing.
So. One thing that I learned today, or was that yesterday? I forget when I sent it to you.
Oh.
That this Jesse Lolly, so I brought back Red, White, and Come Through Queen.
A segment from 8 years ago.
Yes. I don't want to say that I invented looking into the donations of these Bravo celebrities, but yeah. We were talking about it 8 years ago.
Well, I mean, the episodes are all still up.
Yes. So I got curious about, since this is a topic
on
this show.
Sure, yeah.
Since we're accusing people of being Republicans, yada, yada. I got curious. So I started looking at everyone. And there was mostly nothing there.
Yeah.
In the FEC filings that anyone could look at online for individual contributions. Like, you can look up mine if you want. The only person, I found something for two people. I found a one-time donation that Kristen Doty had made to like a one-time like person who I'd never heard of who ran for president in 2020 as a Democrat. Like some actor who ran for president.
She didn't make it to main stage.
Yeah, she donated like $500. Okay. And then Jesse Lolly, who was the guy who basically said, so what if we were Republicans? Mm. So I was like, oh, he must be a Republican.
Sure.
His one donation is to Act Blue, like for like $500 when he worked for Hilton and Highlands back in 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, I mean, a lot can change in 8 years.
Yeah, of course.
Not much has changed on this podcast, but a lot can change in 8 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's just so interesting that, like, he's the one to get offended for being called a Republican when his one political donation was to True Blue, which is like a Democratic like fundraising site.
But okay, so then I'm also like so fascinated by Janet describing like how could this happen to a woman like Michelle Lolly? And the theory that like she got lost in the algorithm and her like smooth brain just sent her down this path of don't say gay is just so funny to me. And she's like, obviously that's what happened. And then like Kristen just arrived to her being racist now.
There's like a series of quotes that are really funny that if like any of us were like, obviously like this leads to this leads to this. Yeah. They're all related.
And she's like, somehow Kristen came up with this. I don't know like what she was thinking.
It's just so interesting. And then like Kristen Duty was also she wasn't calling it racism. She was calling it the R word when she was describing what happened to her. Not what happened to her, obviously. What happened in 2020?
Oh my God.
She was very actively a part of.
It was great production with like Kristen being like encased by headline quotes around her in her confessional.
Yeah.
That was an interesting night of television.
Yeah, I mean, The Valley is very watchable. I think it's one thing about it is also we've got these messy, trained reality stars who've been in the business for a decade.
Yeah.
And then we've got these newbies.
It feels like, I think his name is Danny. Danny and Nia. They're like, what did we sign up for? Like, don't they feel like a little too normal for this?
Yeah,
he just wants to like run around being like 302, babe. Yeah. 302. Why don't we head on over to our friends in Montauk?
Oh my God, we love them.
We love them. We're picking up with their Grand Prix party day.
Like race car, yeah.
Race car vibes. And we're catching up with them at the part of the day where, like, things are taking a turn.
Yeah, everyone's been drinking the sun for a while. I mean, West was injured in the first few moments, thanks to our friend Kyle.
Yeah, our friend Kyle is now riding a bike into the pool.
Yeah, off a ramp constructed by West and Craig.
Yeah, it's Craig. And post plunge into the pool, Kyle has a sit down with
Carl. So here's how it starts. They sit in that car and like they're like, Kyle's like, what is this, a 1980 something?
1986.
And Carl's like, yeah, 1986, that's when Lindsay was born.
The love of my life.
The love of my life. Then Carl goes, speaking of that, I wanted to sit you down. You know we're getting married in November 14th. And I wanted to ask you to be part of the day. I wanted to ask you to be with Andrea and Luke, one of my flower boys.
And Kyle is brown out drunk right now. So.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, you're sitting him down to ask him to be in your wedding when he is like inco.
Like, he's not like fully gone. He's not Kyle like snacking at the end of the night.
Yeah, but it's definitely a situation where I think when he told Amanda the next day, a producer had texted him to remind him what happened. Right?
It didn't even like occur to me, but yes, that's probably what happened. You had to be reminded.
So obviously for the audience who has been playing along at home, or who hasn't, rather, like, you have to know that Kyle had Carl officiate and be one of his best men in his wedding.
Co-best man. Yeah, that would definitely be not, like, I think they're, like, he thinks he's being funny pitching it as flower boy, but, like, that makes it, like, worse.
Yeah, but then we also have to think about what happened last summer, which was between the wedding and now.
When people are being actual bitches.
Yeah, there's that. And then they didn't even play, as a reminder, like Kyle's rant about Carl doing coke at work and forgetting his laptop at home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like all that kind of stuff.
We're kind of like doing everyone a favor by leaving that off.
Yeah. So this apparently will be a part of... Sorry. So this will be a part of the rest of the episode, and maybe we'll go into next week's episode, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So We're just like packing up and living the city life. Gabby gone 2 weekends in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And no weekday activity either?
I know. Why didn't she appear at that rooftop bar?
Is she like on a week-long plus trip?
Maybe.
You, this is your job.
Well, I think she actually also has a job.
Oh. Yeah, she's kind of giving friend of vibes right now.
I mean, with a cast this big, you have people giving friend ofs a lot.
Mm.
Obviously, there's like, I would say right now there's two core couples and then three other main characters.
Two core couples?
Yeah. Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah.
And Carl and Lindsay.
And Sierra and West.
Well, they're not a couple yet.
They're like a couple.
They were, the two of them were part of the three other like main characters around them.
Okay.
Oh, and Paige.
Yeah. Paige.
Yeah.
And Craig.
Well, he's definitely a friend of
us. I know. Danielle's like checking in on the rooftop.
Which this rooftop, it's located at like 25th and 6th.
Yeah.
That's like near my office.
So you don't feel good about that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good about like, I don't know. It's just like a interesting part of town.
Mm, okay. Maybe like they live near there?
I think they all live in Manhattan, so probably.
Yeah, they're not Brooklyn boys like us.
Yeah.
Except although Danielle lived in Williamsburg, I think.
I think she still probably does.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. We're flirting. We're having fun. And that's... Oh, I think like leaving the prior weekend, Wes and Lindsay were like, oh, well, I won't see you next weekend. Mm-hmm. I was like... Oh. I like said out loud,
yeah.
Who's not coming?
Yeah. I also want to bring something. Talking about this rooftop, I want to talk about Jesse Solomon a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because at the end of the racing night,
yeah.
We saw him like go. Everyone else was like in their rooms and he was in his room, but he was apparently like FaceTiming with somebody and he kept on like asking this person to show nip.
Then
at some point he's just like sitting in bed. He has his phone up and he's just going tit, 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 tit. And did you see his phone was like flashing?
Or it's just like flashing on the screen.
I couldn't like tell what he was doing.
People were acting really kooky. Craig and Paige making the Saran wrap practical joke.
No, but they were all kooky fun. I will say, I feel like Jesse Solomon, we're getting a little bit of an edit with him.
What's the edit?
It is maybe misogynist vibes.
Oh, why? To say tit?
Well, show nip, tit, and then going why is into... That... Okay, well, listen.
Okay.
I'm talking about the full episode. Right. Open your eyes a little bit. Then he's the one who's like asking Sierra if she's going to fuck West on the rooftop in front of mixed company.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then he's like got his thing when he's in the car with Paige where he's like bragging about like all these like how like dating's just like so hard. And I was going to have this one girl drop off my roster, but then she just turned out to be so sweet. So I let her come pack with me.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think we're setting him up for like some kind of edit.
Okay, maybe. I mean, he's like bouncing back from like the Paige thing. Like that could have gone bad.
That was fine though.
Yeah.
To me, that didn't bug me. I just think that the editors are putting in little clues for us to follow. And it all started with tit, tit, tit.
I know. I was having fun with tit, tit, tit.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. I'm just open your eyes and watch to see where we go.
I'm watching what happens live. Okay. And then we got Andrea and Kyle. And a bunch of other men suit shopping.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for Luke to walk through the door. Fellow flower boy.
I know, he's busy.
He's busy. I wonder if he's like feeling, well, you guys fired me. Like, eh.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he makes a good business of himself.
He was on last season, right? Or am I?
I think so. He always pops in and out.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track with him. And then after suit shopping... There's like a wild boys' night,
I guess, where they're all out till like 4 a.m.
Oof. 4 a.m. and then having to drive all that way to Montauk.
I know. These people. The way that Kyle is able to bounce back.
Oh my God.
You should be studied.
I'm like, I'd be out of commission for
days.
Probably till like Wednesday. I would maybe start feeling okay. If it was a Saturday night event, I'd start feeling normal again on Tuesday.
Yeah. Not even like you hungover. You just like get a sniffle and you're out for like 4 days.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Paige is hosting Italian night, but by hosting, like, hire the caterers.
It feels like it's Italian night in the style of what we saw in the Valley.
Except, like, I got to give it to our New York crew. They kind of looked better.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, they're Italian.
Mm. Well, we got Andrea and Paige.
Well, I mean, Paige is planning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure the caterers are Italian. I mean, we're on Long Island.
Oh, no, I mean, like, the guests in attendance, like, they all turned out looks compared to, like, a lot of the people in the Valley, like, didn't turn looks.
Oh, well, I was looking at Andrea and Carl being like, oh, we're wearing those kind of tank tops whose name we're not allowed to say.
Yes.
Is that okay? But I guess if you turned on the music video, AA by Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, we went house hunting with the Betula cooks.
Beautiful house.
We didn't really like get enough. And we were like mostly in the backyard, I want to say.
I also wanted us to zoom out. Like, we got only the house. I want to zoom out at like the Nabe.
Mm. Oh yeah, we were very curious as to like where were we?
We were in Jersey. I thought like before we mentioned Jersey that we could potentially be somewhere on Long Island.
Okay.
It did give Long Island.
No,
to
but
me.
She wants to be in Jersey because her parents are in Jersey.
Yeah,
and I'm sure. I need to land on where her parents live. That is discoverable because they got married at in the parents' backyard, I believe.
Just move to your parents' house. Set up a guest house in the back.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Amanda's like still annoyed from boys' night out at this dinner when she kind of like yells at Kyle for like kind of defending her when people weren't paying attention to her.
Well, this is the same thing that happens every episode with this couple. It's literally rinse and repeat.
But I still love them.
I know, but it's like he like parties too much. Mm-hmm. She gets annoyed by it.
Yeah.
He then will say something. She'll, even if it is in like rather good faith.
Yeah.
But he, it felt like, was yelling at people because he was annoyed by Carl naming him Flower Boy.
Mm. Oh, I think I like missed that part.
Okay. He was like, shut up, you idiots. And it was Jesse Solomon and Carl like joking about how nobody was like passing the food.
Oh, I thought you meant like he said Flower Boy at the table.
No. Okay. It was just the vibes.
Okay. Vestiges of like Flower Boy annoyance.
Yeah. Also, this dinner, we have to like remember, is happening a few hours after they've all been there. And the moment they all stepped into the house, they all start drinking.
Mm. And they have fresh cocktails at the dinner table.
Yeah. And everyone was a little like loose with like their comments at this dinner. Like, especially talking about the house and like everyone was like, well, the way Amanda was presenting, it was kind of wild.
Yeah.
Like she needs a place to go to be away for like maybe a month at a time. And everyone's like, without Kyle?
She just needs to get away. She doesn't want to walk the dogs.
Interesting. I really like Amanda Betula.
Mm.
I want what's best for her.
Yeah.
Is what's best for her Kyle?
Oh my God. Well, we're in too deep at this point.
Are we? Are we?
But
they don't have kids.
I love them though. Don't do this. Don't, are you becoming one of those people that don't like them together?
I like them both.
But maybe not together.
I like them together. Like when they're doing their antics or whatever, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
But like, does she seem happy most of the time?
Mm. I wonder.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a therapist.
I'm not loving the preview for next week.
Yeah, of course. Exactly.
I'm worried about that.
I mean, they're obviously not on Carl and Lindsay level.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
But it's like we've got like 3/3.5 couples on this show.
Mm.
One's a budding relationship that's not anywhere yet. So obviously everything's going great.
Yeah.
We've got we've got Paige and Craig, who've been together for a while.
Yeah.
They're doing great, but it's also a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, which is a different beast.
The problem with what Kyle and Amanda, their big thing is
Amanda wants it to be a long-distance
relationship. They don't want to be in the same house together.
Amanda's like, I see what you guys are doing, Paige and Craig, and I like it.
And then, like, Carl and Lindsay are on the way out, and they're done now. So that's, like, a perfect spectrum of, like, where you can be in a relationship.
It's where you can be.
And I guess you want to fall somewhere between where Kyle and Amanda are and where Paige and Craig are.
And like a little bit
meaning of... you might want to find happiness with a person who you're at home with.
Yeah. Find happiness with the person you're at home with. The kind of love that Sierra and West have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't we wrap this up? We have a freak of the week and the one true queen. A freak of the week this week.
Okay. So
speaking of Long Island.
I'm not a person who... I've watched a lot of Below Deck, as I've said.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to sell me for a while.
I wasn't trying to sell you. I was just like, it's a show that's very popular.
Mm.
But I dropped off regular Below Deck after Kate Chastain left.
Yeah.
But obviously, I'm a Bravo person, so I see the previews. And I see one of our old friends is going to be on Below Deck.
I almost feel like they didn't promote this enough because I learned about it like after the fact.
I know. Jill Zarin.
Oh my God, Jill Zarin.
She is not even the primary guest of the charter on Below Deck.
Yeah. And this is like a lot of terminology and like customs I'm learning now for the first time.
Sure.
I gotta say, like, the pace of the show is a little dizzying.
Mm-hmm. It moves very quickly.
It moves so quickly. And obviously, like, people watching week to week, like, know the staff, but like, I'm like getting staff storyline. I'm being introduced to like our guests really quickly. I feel like as soon as they're introduced, they're there. And then are they there for a week?
So I think maybe back in the day it was longer, but I think they've got down to like a science on Below Deck where they're there for like 3 days.
Because they said something about Jill being there for a week. And I was like, if Jill Zarin is there for a week, we're just getting one little measly episode out of this?
I think they have also, they have kind of perfected how you talk about reality TV. Like, you know how on Drag Race we say this week?
Oh.
And in Housewives we say this year?
This
week on Drag Race, meaning this episode?
Yeah, so this week on Below Deck is this episode.
Yes.
I see what you are saying. Yeah, I just, it's like...
just like so monstrous on like how she treated the staff.
Yeah.
And you could tell she was...
lip syncing?
Like trying to make good reality television.
Yeah.
Like one kind of funny thing, when she like showed like one of the stews like how to make a good... Diet Coke was crazy, but like, I don't know, kind of funny. But other than that, it's like she really...
Okay, and she's drinking 10 Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah.
That's so like D-class I.
I know. It's her whole like rider or whatever. It's like, I will not be partaking in like any... most of the food that anyone else is. I just like Diet Coke and I like these certain foods.
Oh no, I think it was the primary wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was the one who had the most food things. Cause I recall her being like, well, where's my gluten free?
Well, I mean, but she like, I mean, like she has celiacs and actually needs to be gluten free. That's different than like preferences.
Oh no, but I know, but my, like, I remember Jill saying like, oh no, I'm not the one that has the food stuff or something.
No, but I saw Jill's actual like sheet, someone printed out.
Oh, okay.
And like, not printed out, but like screenshotted.
Oh.
And like, she has like very particular things that she will eat.
Oh
my
God.
And she like doesn't like quote unquote fancy stuff and like all this kind of shit.
Oh my God, Jill.
To me, I'm like, you're on this like chart, you're on this like yacht experience. Like I would go with the flow.
Yeah, live
like,
a little.
Live a little, want to have like the best of the best. I get it, you don't drink. That's a little different.
Sure.
Like whatever. But like I would go for like a mocktail in the style of like whatever everyone else is having, like that type of thing.
Yeah. I got something that stuck with me was like that chef making like fake oysters out of tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, for the record, like, I like a Diet Coke, but, like, not like she does. Like, she brings her own Diet Coke from the U.S. to Europe.
But the way she's, like, throwing them back, like, that can't be healthy. Like, no, just because it says diet doesn't mean you should be drinking 10 of them.
Well, it has all that aspartame.
Yeah. Okay. Our One True Queen this week is as nominated by you.
Okay. So I want to set up this like little clip. So Kristen Doty was on her own podcast that she does with her boyfriend, Luke.
Which I do not know who Luke was.
Yeah. And the gay guy, Zach, was also like a guest. And
he sounds like a better co-host to me.
Well, gay people are good at being podcast co-hosts.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
And Kristen was recounting a story about how after Tom and Ariana got together, Kristen still had all of Tom's passwords to like his iCloud and his like computer and his like email.
So why don't we play that clip?
Yeah. So this is a pretty long clip.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when Tom broke up with me and he started dating Ariana, we broke up like November of that year, and they started dating in like December. I used to like obviously hack into Tom's email, and I saw.
I like how you just casually drop. Well, you know, I was still hacking into Tom's email. Of course.
Absolutely. And I only deleted his iPad.
Detective Doty, the moniker was so well earned.
I was already on my way from Caterpillar to Mariposa because I could have deleted his MacBook desktop. I could have deleted his iPhone, but I only did the iPad. Because it was mostly for porn anyway, so like, who cares? So anywho, I hacked into his email, and not hacked, I knew his password. So I got into his email, and I saw that he had booked a trip to Napa on New Year's Day of that year. So I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, he's fucking taking Ariana to Napa. We just broke up a month ago, and I'm still in this apartment. And she's like, number one, you are supposed to be out of the apartment, so you're moving out you're moving out January 1st. But she's like, what do you want to do about it? And I was like, I don't know. And my mom and I, sorry, Mom, but I love you. We sort of conspired. My mom offered that maybe I could just call the company and cancel their hot air balloon reservation, their hotel reservation, their wine tasting reservation. And I didn't do it.
Can I just?
That's so fucking that's where, growth.
That was the start of the growth, right?
Yeah.
That was.
I was a little gagged. I thought like she was going to do it.
Yeah. But my thing, our queen is actually not Kristen Doty. Yeah. It is her mother for coming up with the idea for this.
I mean, it's truly like she is her mother's daughter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like this solves everything. Actually, like after you played this clip for me, I asked the question, like, have we met Kristen's mother?
And I wasn't sure because obviously in Vanderpump, we've obviously met Terry Maloney. She was main cast last season.
Yeah.
We've met Stassi's mom.
Yeah.
We've met
Sheena's mom.
Sheena's mom.
Lala's mom.
Yeah. Brittany's mom.
I'm not sure about Doty.
I'm sure we have.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But wow. I mean, that is so diabolical, canceling the reservations. Like, I wouldn't even like come up with that idea.
I know.
I'd be like, how am I going to even like figure out like when and where? Oh, but like, oh my God.
The reservations were in the email.
In the email. Yeah. But I don't know. Like my mind would go there.
Yeah. Well, I mean like it takes a kind of person to be that obsessed.
Yeah.
And it feels like Kristen's in a place.
Mm. Okay. So. Were you, I'm not trying to like put you on the spot. Were you listening to the Kristen Doty podcast recreationally or like, did this come to you as like a clip to watch?
I got sent a clip. Actually, I'll give him a shout out. Tall Pale the show.
Yeah. Tall Pale
did send it to me. Yeah.
Okay. Now I was just wondering like if you listen to the greater part of the episode, like if we get a hint as to like where she is in her life right now, I guess the fact that she's still with Luke is something.
Yeah. I cannot listen to any of the Vanderpump podcasts. Mm. I just like can't put myself through that.
I listened to the one where like Lala announced her pregnancy because I was like curious as to the like the deets, especially yeah. since like we don't know her to be with someone on the show right now.
Yeah. I listened to like some of them right after Scandoval broke.
Oh, yeah.
Like I did listen to Duty talking for randomly to SE Cup post Scandoval.
Wow. All right. Once your queen, Duty's mom.
Thank God.
And that's our episode this week. Wow. Head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. I promoted Patreon 25 times this episode, so you might as well go check it out. Links to social.
I know, and on top of all the ads.
Oh, geez. The ads. Oof, you must be
capitalism, baby.
Worn out. Head on over to the .com for links to social as well. You'll always have fun trying to figure out if it's a me post or a Brendan post.
Mine are better.
And like, comment, subscribe, our jury tweet.
Love us, please retweet.
See next week. Bye.
Bye.
Come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.